up again. Computer class, yeah, tell me your name. It's now the time. We grow with each other every day. It's beyond us now. Can't control ourselves emotionally. This is our life. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way.
Welcome everybody to another episode of the Real Mentors Podcast. We're ready to talk TV, movies, and have some fun along the way. Just a few days removed from the holiday season. I hope everybody had a good Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, etc., etc. Of course, I can't forget the rest of us who celebrate Festivus. May you I hope your feast of strength were mighty and your errand of grievances concise. All that being said, we're going to get into planned for the last couple of weeks. So we have those scheduling issues, but we're ready to talk a little Star Wars Last Jedi. Anybody seen it?
Woo!
I think we got some opposing views, which I like. We're going to have some good conversation and nice. Show somebody's internet, morons out there how to have a nice conversation about the movie. Everybody's losing their minds out there. Just somebody take it easy. It's just a movie. But it's a good discussion about what's good, what wasn't good about it, whatnot. Of course, we got New Year's coming up. So that being said, we'll probably reflect back on the year that was in cinema, go over some of the best of the year, surprises, disappointments, both in TV and in movies. So let's get this ball rolling here. Let me introduce my two co-hosts. Of course, as always, we got the Man Beast, of course, a technical producer, the head of the GirlsLife.com studios, Mr. Mike Rose.
Hey now.
You ready to do this, man? You good Christmas, man?
Absolutely.
You got everything you wanted except for a color dismissal?
Exactly.
And of course,
I wanted my retirement papers too, but no dice. Yeah.
Dude, aren't you past me like 92, dude? You should have retired years ago.
No, of course, you got me confused with somebody else.
Perhaps. And let's, of course, welcome in all the way from Houston, the man himself, the legend. I use the term very loosely. Chewie, what's up, big guy?
Worst uncle ever, man. What's up, guys?
Yeah. And let me just throw this out there because we had a discussion at the end of last show where I wrongly accused my brother of being like, Justice League, and I was the Last Jedi. What I meant to say ended up being he was more like Batman and Robin, I was the Dark Knight. As I easily dispatched to him one of my fantasy football championships. I'm very excited about that. Let's get started here. We're going to get thrown here. Mike, are you still there?
I'm here, man.
Okay, cool. So let's get into it, man. This is before we get into the Last Jedi discussion here, I just want to say this. So can we get just a little love for Amor Akbar, dude? Who is
for real, man?
This bat so unceremonious, like, not a whimper,
not a mention,
not a single tear. For anybody, from an individual who was so instrumental in the rebellion win back in the Return of the Jedi. I mean, what's going on?
It's
here,
a trap.
Dude? It's a trap. One of the greatest lines in Star Wars lore, and he just got written off like it was nothing. But oh well.
Like yesterday's garbage, man. No love.
Got thrown away with the Christmas tree, apparently. But hey, it is what it is. I mean, what do you do? what I want to do, because obviously this movie, what people like to it, it's very polarizing. There's been a lot of different viewpoints, and I think a lot of the Star Wars fans have kind of taken it to the extreme. And some things I do understand as far as why they don't like it. Some things I just don't get why they're bringing it up. So let's get into it. But I want to first get my thoughts from everybody around here. Just quick thought. Keep it general because we'll get the specifics in a moment. Yes, this will be spoilerific, of course. Chewie, with you. I know we talked, but let everyone know what you – just general thoughts about what you thought about the movie.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was good, better than Force Awakens, but by far. I'm not sure it's as good as Empire, or as some critics or reviews had said, but I thought it was really, really good movie. Maybe a tad long, but still not too noticeable.
Yeah, I'm in your camp. I enjoyed it a lot. I don't think it was way better than Force Awakens. It was a better movie, better experience for me. The highs were really high, but the lows were low. And it's not, it doesn't touch the original trilogy. I don't think anything will, so I'm not even going to get into that part of the conversation. But I liked it. Overall, I did like it. I have my issues with it, which we'll dive into it, but overall, it was fine. Mike, I think you're going to be the one with the opposing view here. I know we haven't talked until now about the movie, so let us know your quick general thoughts. I'm sure. I like it.
I'm just going to say this, and I want you guys to have an open mind. I thought it was a slickly shot. The special effects were incredible. The space scenes were very nice. 2.5 hour, big ball of nothing.
Okay.
But it was well shot and you know.
So
I guess that's all right.
Can I take that as you did like it or?
I did not like it.
You did not like it? Okay. Ooh. Okay. Wow. Okay. Interesting. So I'm kind of curious. Let's dive into specifics. And I'm not sure why. We'll get, as far as why, I know most people didn't like it. I think the diehard fans were the ones that are the more vocal about it. And were two things. And let's talk about these two, because these are the two I keep hearing for the most part as far as consensus why they hated it or didn't like it or whatever. First, the whole Snoke thing in terms of the lack of backstory or whatever that he had. Mike, are you in that camp as well or no?
Listen, I had some basic logic issues with everything that happened with Snoke, honestly. And the fact that they didn't give him a backstory kind of goes with the way he died, right?
Just okay, so
inexplicable.
Well, two things. Like the backstory thing, and Chewie, me and you talked about this, where I didn't care about the backstory because we're going to equate him to, and he was built up much like the Emperor was in the original trilogy, right? And in the original trilogy, he got like 2 minutes of little screen time in Empire Strikes Back. And he was really, you know, maybe 15 minutes in all of Return of the Jedi.
True.
And he died and he was never giving any backstory. All we knew of him, he was just the man, right?
I mean, all the backstory came from canon and books and comics and posts.
Right. Which came out 20 years after. Or 20 years later in Phantom Menace. So in 20 years, if there's no Snoke story, then we can start complaining. But Rian Johnson came out and he said it months ago. He said, listen, guys, he's going to treat like he treated the Emperor. He's just on God. Those are his words. People are theorizing, and it's great to theorize, and it's fun. We all do it. We all want it to be, he want be somebody. But he said it's not. So when he gives you exactly what he says, I don't understand what people gripe about. I'm not saying you are, Mike. I'm saying other people are griping about that. When he came out and told you, hey, there's no backstory, guys. And then
I,
you get
I
mad.
I honestly didn't care sure. about that.
Exactly. I'm saying a lot of hate. Listen to you, but a lot of people hate. But as far as Snoke, since we're in the topic, like what didn't you like about Snoke? I mean, you like that he died or the way he died? Or like what was well, the...
He was coming off as like a super powerful Sith, right? He's got Rey up in the air. He's choking, force choking her, throwing her around. And all of a sudden out of nowhere, you know, emo Darth Kylo, you know, mind spins the frickin' lightsaber and cuts him in two. Here's where that's stupid, okay? He's a Sith Master. If emo Kylo is, you know, putting on his Sith powers, don't you think he's gonna know? Considering that he's taking somebody that's a super force sensitive like Rey and throwing around like a rag doll, he's not gonna know that? Stupid to me.
I was with you.
Doesn't pass the stink test.
True, I told you the same thing. Initially, when I saw it, I hated that too. That was my initial reaction. And I seen this movie twice. At that part, I didn't like it. I saw it again. I didn't mind as much, maybe because I knew it was coming. I don't know. But I thought about it, and I think Chewie touched on this too when we talked off air, was that if he would have lived, right, it would have been just another Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We would have gotten the same thing. People didn't want to see it. People, especially because people complain that The Force Awakens is too following the same beats and they hate it. Now when they don't do it, they hate it. So they hate no matter what you do. So I don't get it. But I didn't want to see another Return of the Jedi. And I get why they killed him. I understand that. I mean, could he have blocked? And Kylo Ren's pretty powerful. Let's not kid ourselves. He built him up pretty well. I didn't mind it because I thought it was necessary for the story he was telling. So I was okay with it. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it at the same time. Chewie, what do you think?
No, I definitely don't concur with Mike. I had no issues that he had died. You know, I don't care how powerful. I mean, for that, then you're going to complain why the Emperor died the same way when Vader betrayed him in Return of the Jedi. I mean, you're picking at straws here. It's totally ridiculous. He's not a god.
It's not ridiculous.
He's not all power. Yes, it is ridiculous, man. You complain about how he dies because it doesn't satisfy because he's all powerful. He couldn't sense that Kylo Ren was going to betray him or was about to betray him. I mean, he's powerful, but he's not omniscient or omnipotent. Okay.
I'm not saying he is. I'm
he's a person. He's a person who can obviously cut down, just like Darth Maul. That's like all the other Sith Lords. They're flesh and bone.
Yeah, I don't know.
With the same human flaws, arrogance and ignorance, and so on and so forth.
Well, we'll circle back to that scene because there's something that good that happened right afterwards. But the other big thing that everyone's just losing their minds about is Luke himself. And how, my God, that's not before, my Skywalker.
Before we proceed, can we just say Chewie was right?
Yeah, Chewie was right. Luke did that. Let's get that out of the way now. Get out of your system. All right, here you go.
Thank you.
Let's get back on topic here. So we have Luke. Everyone's like, oh, my God, Luke. He's not acting like Luke. That's not the Luke I grew up with. And even Luke Skywalker.
I'm going to stop you right there, dude. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that scene. I any of that stuff. I felt was well acted. That I didn't have a problem with any of the Luke thinking about killing Ben in his sleep garbage.
I thought that
was actually well done.
I did too.
The rest
I love
of
that
it
part.
Was crap, but you know that part was pretty good.
No, that's fair. I mean, so like I said, I was just kind of curious because I get you and we all hear most of the hate coming. It's from those two main things. There's other stuff, but I'm saying like people, even Luke came out and said he didn't agree with the take he had on Luke. And I'm like, listen, guys, it's been 30 years. You're not going to get the Luke you got 30 years ago.
He's not. The farm boy from Tatooine.
Exactly. People change.
He's a hermit is what he is.
Here's the other part of this that nobody even knows. I mean, or that people don't discuss. Luke Skywalker had no Jedi training other than that. However long it was with Yoda, and that's it. Most Jedis are trained their entire life from the point where they're like almost infants.
Right, right. No, you're right.
He's gonna have conflicts. He's not gonna be a perfect Jedi.
Of course, and I'm torn with you there. So I'm glad. I was just kind of curious. I mean, like I said, people, you don't like it the way. That's fine. But there's some things that I didn't get why people are hating on it. That, to me, that I thought that made perfect sense. I like that aspect of Luke. He thought he was great.
There's plenty more to hate where it comes from a logic standpoint, where it comes from where the acting is just so horrible, you know, where the storyline is super predictable. That part I didn't have a problem with.
Okay. I think the scenes with Luke, for me, were some of the best. I liked how he was. I liked his look. Kind of demythifying the whole Jedi, and he's even saying that what good have they done, and they haven't done everything they've done, nothing's ever worked, and all that good stuff. I like all that, you know, it's great.
I liked all that stuff because he really didn't know anything about the Jedi.
Exactly. He just knows what he's heard and what he's witnessed himself, and what, you know, all this happened, and the Jedi were always involved, and nothing ever got nothing remedied itself. So that was cool. I liked that a lot. Yoda, this was one of the topics of you look and all that. I love Yoda. The puppet Yoda. You like Yoda?
No, I thought
he was terrible. My God, dude.
My kidding.
Good Lord, man.
It was like Yoda.
Look, man, would be a really boring podcast if we all agreed.
That's true. So what was wrong with Yoda?
The voice was off. I don't know why. Second of all, to me, it just didn't make sense. He wasn't very Yoda-like. I just didn't like it.
Interesting. Wow.
And his animation was crap. Honestly, he didn't look good. There was a lot of great CGI in that movie.
He looked like the puppet. I know, man.
He looked exactly like he did. Like, and, but, no, he and Empire Strikes Back. At its apex, man. That's the way he's supposed to look. And I'm glad they brought him back as a puppet version of him. I thought it was cool. It's a good nod, you know, to those who grew up with, you know, the original trilogy. And because we've seen the Oz version. We've seen the CGI and puppet back in the prequels, unfortunately. But now we get what we've known. We get puppet. I think he looked exactly the same. He was bluish because he's a Force ghost, but essentially I thought he looked the same. I mean, I think you agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But that all that worked for me. All that, the training with Rey, that worked really well. Speaking of Rey, Mike, there's another complaint. The parents thing. Yay or nay with that?
Hello? Mike?
Mike, you there, Mike?
Sorry, I'm here. I had to step away. I gave you the high sign that I had to step away, but that's okay.
Oh, no. My Vader's not working, so I can't see him. but we're talking about Rey
I heard the question.
Yeah, okay. So what did you think about
the Rey parents thing? Didn't bother me at all. I felt like, actually, I thought Adam Driver was probably the best actor on the whole movie. Honestly,
I agree. Him and Luke, I would agree with that. And also,
I think Adam Driver had to work with what he was given, and I felt like the Kylo Ren character wasn't as complex as I wanted it to be. I also didn't want him to get promoted this soon either, but that's just me.
Well, once they kill Snoke, I mean, that's really the only option they had to go with. I mean, you know, hey, he's whatever.
Well, you know what I was thinking was, like, face turn, right? When this happened, I was like, wow, that's great, except who's going to be the bad guy?
Well, that's what I knew.
And then that was...
Yeah, he wasn't going to turn. He never was. I was kind of hoping Rey might. But you're right. Once they killed Snoke, then there's no way. You know, you can't both be bad. You can't both be good because there's no one else. It ain't gonna be them against Hux. Who's one of the things I didn't like is Hux, because man, he was completely undermined in this movie. He was a punchline. Am I wrong in that?
I agree with that. He was terrible.
Yeah, from the very beginning. Yeah, he's on hold, and it's a funny joke. I laugh, but it made him look stupid. And then towards the end, he's repeating what Kylo. He's a punchline. He's like, and he's second in command, mind you. So that was kind of weird. But again, that's a minor thing. It's Hux. Who cares? At the end of the day, it's really just Kylo. Let's not kid ourselves. The couple things, as far as the high moment, the high moments. Obviously, we went going back to Snoke, that scene with the fighting, that was awesome.
Are you talking about against the Red Guards? Because that was
Yes. I thought that was badass. That was a great freaking scene. Sorry. Really well done. Really well choreographed. Really well shot. I love that. Obviously, the stuff towards the end with Luke, I thought really worked. It was really cool. At first, I'm like, it looks powerful as hell, man. It's like, relax. They were brushing the shoulder. That was great. And obviously, and the way he died, I thought it was really fitting. I didn't mind it. Mm-hmm. It was really cool. You know, I get it. And the whole, seeing the two sons, reminiscent of what he saw in Tatooine, beginning of the New Hope. Really cool. That was really well done. I didn't mind any of that at all. The scene with, what's her name? The one with the purple hair?
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern's character. I forget her name. Hold something. Hold. I kept thinking Hodor.
Hodo.
Hold the door. That scene when she rips through the ship. Is it Hodo? Is it that her name, girl?
No, Hodo.
Hodo. Okay, so yeah. It's close enough. But that scene where she rips through the ship, I thought that looked awesome. Again, the connection with Kylo, that mental connection, whatever, the Force connection, whatever you want to call it. Kylo and Rey, I thought it was really cool. Because I think it built them up really well, because obviously it's going to be them going against each other in the end, obviously. That worked great. That worked really well for me, a lot. The opening scene was really cool, besides the stupid Hux jokes, but everything else worked really well. It looked great. And I mean...
Can I riff on that just for a second?
Sure, of course.
This is where it started to go bad for me.
Okay.
Here, we're in a scene where, you know, he ends up losing the entire squadron Poe Dameron I'm talking about, losing mm-hmm. the entire squadron that he's got with him going against that dreadnought, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
He And all he's doing is cracking one-liners as people are dying left and right. I'm like, really?
He's a funny kind of guy.
I've been in the military. Nobody does that.
I don't know if he was cracking jokes during that scene.
Dude, he was cracking jokes. He cracked jokes when he landed it looked like this didn't even affect him. I was like, this is ridiculous. Again, not passing the stink test.
I have to see that part. I didn't really pay attention to his reactions at all, so I can't comment on that. But again, that I didn't see as something glaring. Well, my as far as there's two things that really, really bothered me. Like, really bothered. One was the Leia fucking Mary Poppins scene. I
was calling that Super Leia. My thing I wanted to hear, and I know Chewie's going to love this, is when she did that thing where she put her arm forward, I wanted to hear in the background. Because it looked like Superman 2. When he was frozen in space and all of a sudden woke up and started flying.
Yeah. I mean, that was...
It was awful.
I like the fact that
he
had the powers. Besides the fact we lost Akbar in that scene so unceremoniously. I hated that. Yeah, it was just... It was dumb. It was pretty stupid. I didn't like that at all. And anything with Finn. Not Finn itself. I still like Finn as a character. And even the new girl Rose. But just their storyline, I thought, was just a complete waste of time. Mm-hmm. A total waste of time. I hated that whole sequence where they have to go to point A to point B. You know, Maz tells them go find this guy at the casino. They find the guy at the casino, but they don't even talk to the guy at the casino. They talk to some other guy, of course, played by Benicio del Toro, who's in jail. He's of course another super code breaker, and he takes them all the way back. And at the end of the day, they do nothing. Nothing happens. They don't disarm anything. They don't do anything. And I didn't get it. And the whole casino thing was very prequelish. The style with the kind of like kind of kiddie humor. That little stupid guy putting the coins in BBA was silly. Those stupid horses. I don't know what they're called. Whatever. That was also like okay. This seems like a lot of filler. And sure, you touched on the movie was too long. That was about 15, 20 minutes. It could have
shown. Yeah, exactly. Right there.
They could have just had Rose being the code breaker and just them two going to the ship and calling in the day. That's the case.
Yeah.
That was my idea, too, by the way.
Yeah. It didn't make sense. Why venture out? I just like, okay, they got to get something to do, I guess. I don't know. But it just didn't make sense. That did not work by any... I mean, that's the part I'm going to skip when I get the movie. I'm just going to bypass the whole thing.
Also, the Rebel Alliance decoder ring was really fucking stupid, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it just... That part, to me, you're right. I hated it. It just didn't make sense. It didn't work at all. And the whole love thing at the end, I was like, where the hell did that come from? I was like, really? She's known for, the 16 hours of flight time, and she fell in love with it. I mean, calm down. That was kind of weird. It was an awkward kiss. That did not work at all. They could have just killed her off, and that would have been fine, and dealt with it. But that was kind of off. I mean, like I said, I mean, Phasma. What do you guys think about Phasma? I mean, before I get into it,
I'm a huge Brienne of Tarth fan.
I am too.
I didn't like her at all. I'm sorry.
I mean, God, they made it worse than Bubba.
Unceremoniously dumped.
I don't get it, man. I don't understand. And why would want to kill her off? I would have been cool. Listen, if Finn got the best of her in the first movie, for the most part, like, you know, they caught her and they dumped her and left her in a dumpster, whatever. In the second one, I thought if she won the fight initially. She turns around because, you know, Finn's not going to die. He pops up and hits her and kills her, whatever. I think if she would have just won that particular fight, she left and Finn's still hanging on. They save him at the last second. He doesn't die. Great. And then they could have squared off again for the last time in the third movie. Because they seemed to have a connection there. I think that would have been a cool storyline to follow through until the end. He just, okay, next. Unless they're bringing back from the dead, which I don't want to do at this point because it wouldn't make any sense. But whatever. But it seems like a lot of stuff like that where Rian Johnson seemed to just take all these ideas that Abrams built up in the first movie and just completely dismissed them for better or worse. Yeah, for better or worse, Snoke gone, Phasma gone, the whole thing with Maz, whatever. She got some little stupid little cameo, which, whatever. Chewie was except for that great scene was eating the chicken, the pork. Right. That was phenomenal.
The other white meat, the pork.
He didn't do much. I mean, okay, and they built up the whole parents are Ray thing, and I'm glad he shut that part of it down. But it just seems like I think Abrams may have had a different plan in mind. I don't know. No one's gonna know that maybe. But it just seems like this is what gets conflicted overall. As an individual movie, I enjoyed it a lot. As a part of a trilogy, I think it's a little bit of a mess because it's not going to flow well. Am I wrong here? Like, it seems like there's no plan here, right?
I 100% agree with you on that.
Yeah, it's like as much as I liked it, and I'm not like when directors do their own thing.
I actually think the movie just flat out shit all over the mythology of Star Wars, honestly.
No, I wouldn't go as far as to say that. I like the fact that there's something different. You know, I myself appreciate that. I know not everybody does, and I get it. I like the fact that he took some risks. Not all of them worked. He changed things. Because we can't get the same thing every single movie. It just can't be about Skywalker. It just can't just be about Lando and Han. We got to branch away from these things. And listen, we're never going to get the trilogy.
No, I wasn't wanting that. I just wanted something that was in the continuum of what we have in some of the other... Actually... Where I really connected, I was a fan of the trilogy, the original trilogy. Even the prequels are, you know, okay. But where I really connected with the series was during Star Wars, the Clone Wars cartoon series, which I thought was really great and really detailed. And really, I really embraced a lot of the cool stuff that was in that series about the Jedi Order and all that junk. And to me, this movie... destroyed all of that because it's basically we're back to square one with any kind of story because everything that I really held dear is gone. Period. R2-D2's kind of a bygone part, conclusion.
Right.
And C-3PO's standing around useless. Princess Leia's dead, of course. Well, not really, but in real life.
Yeah, we'll get to her in a second.
I don't know how they're going to deal with that shit.
Well, that's the thing. Before we get to her, because I do want to talk about that. But look, Rian Johnson, he did his thing, right? He had his own vision, and he did it. I applaud that. I get it. But and this reminds me of Warner Bros. And DC. There's no plan. Everybody agrees with that. No one can ever tell me that DC has a plan because they don't. That's established. But I
their plan is they ain't got no plan.
Exactly. But I think Star Wars, despite the fact they've made good movies thus far in this new regime, doesn't have a plan. Because Rian Johnson, and he came out and said in a Q&A, he wrote this movie before they even finished The Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, so he's just doing his own thing. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. But did they discuss it? Did they go over, hey, what are you leaving me? Because the cupboard's bare for Abrams back on. There ain't nothing left of Rey and Kylo. Everything else is gone. He killed Luke.
Here's my issue with that, dude. I wonder how somebody like Dave Filoni, who's been a great curator for the brand, feels about doing all this work, like 7-8 years worth of work on the cartoon series, bringing in new fans, getting people interested in the Star Wars mythology, and then just have a movie come out like this that just totally shits all over it. Why do you say
it shits all over it? I don't understand. I don't get it.
It takes everything
that
you every part of Star Wars that I thought was really cool and neat has nothing to do with it now, based on this movie.
Such as
exactly. Because I don't get it.
Jedi, Sith.
What about them?
They're gone. There's no Jedi. There's no Sith.
But where's it? Was there ever really Jedi past? Even in the original Star Wars, there are no Jedi except for maybe Yoda, right?
Well, the prequel.
Oh, who?
The prequel trilogy.
I mean, they had them, but as far as timeline goes...
They're all over. They're all through those three movies.
The original?
But that's not my point. My point is that they could have made new Jedi and made new things. I get the whole Luke Skywalker was an imperfect teacher because he wasn't brought up in the Jedi ways. So I mean that's a thing, but go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump on you.
Like for me, it's like okay, so you're right. Luke had no training. We're both on the same page, and I don't think anybody here has gripes with that part of the story. But again, there, since there are no Jedi, that haven't been for years, right? It's just Luke who's not even trained as a Jedi. How is that mythology going to thrive when there's no one there to teach it? When you have the only guy, Luke Skywalker, who has never really taught it to begin with, right? So for me, it's like, I don't know if they really destroyed it. I think it went in the direction where it logically could go. And I think he left it open to, like with the kid with the broom at the end of the movie, he left it open where it's going to be.
That was terrible too, by the way.
Because I think it opened the door for like a new regime of Jedi, which I'm sure we're going to get introduced to, hopefully in part 9.
Who's going to train them?
I guess it'd be Rey. I mean, who else is there? But Luke couldn't do it.
What training does she have?
What training did Luke have?
Exactly.
But it's worse. It's even less than Luke.
Well, but I don't understand. You equate this to like a fucking religion, dude. This is fantasy, dude.
It is a religion, dude.
My God. But it's not real, man.
I'm just saying it's a religion.
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's a fictitious religion.
You
word on
who's going to train who or what, yeah. You know what? They came from nowhere. It'll come from nowhere, just like before.
Exactly. And I think that's where I'm on the side of that.
It's still real to me, damn it.
I mean, not even because there's no one to teach it. It's not going to exist. I mean, come on, dude.
I think, and I get what you're saying, Mike. Believe me, I understand that part of it. Like I said, I would want different viewpoints, and that's fine. And it's not a big deal. I don't think what I think he did. Sometimes you got to break. I mean, make Lami break some eggs, right? He wanted to present something different, so he had to kind of demythify, destroy what we've seen before. And I appreciate that. Whether it worked or not, that's it's up to debate. But I'll give credit with Rian Johnson. He did his own movie. Now, should he have been allowed to do it? That's more the question I have, because as a studio thinking, okay, where's this movie going? If this was like Marvel, right? And that's what it does all the time. I hate this whole shit. Universe is getting old and nothing can be individual movie anymore. I'd be connected. It seems like Rian Johnson did a movie that wasn't connected to anything. That's great. But the problem is, this is the planned trilogy. This needs to connect, right?
It was supposed to be connected.
Yeah, exactly. And that's
where Rogue One, which was a fantastic movie, wasn't connected to anything and did more to connect the, you know.
Connected in some way because it led up to parts.
Yeah, the Clone Wars to the friggin'.
In some ways. But Rogue had a more advantage because it knows where it's going. This trilogy, no one knows where it's going, apparently, because not even Disney.
I agree.
Yeah, and now J.J. Abrams is taking over again. And okay.
And I don't know if that's good or bad. What's he going to do? And let's get with Leia. But let's talk about Leia for a second because, you know, obviously, Leia, the plan was to have Leia be a major, the major character in the next movie, which made sense. Obviously, that's not going to happen. I would have liked... I'm on the fence on this. For example,
sound off on that for a second?
Sure.
I'm not one to speak ill of the dead, but her acting in that movie was awful.
No, it was.
Yes, it was.
I don't think it was bad at all. I thought she was fine. Not great, but she was fine.
No, not great. Not good.
I thought she was fine. For me personally. Now, that scene with hold the door, whatever. Who cares? I would have liked to have seen. I mean, look, she finished. The movie was finished when she died. I think that was documented.
Right.
Now, having said that, you have to make adjustments because the next movie can't be about her. So you have to adjust.
They could have killed her. They could have killed her just like they killed Akbar.
I thought not in that scene, but I thought it would have been great if her and Laura Dern, whatever name character, would have switched places and seen Leia. Jump through light speed and die, and that would have been nice. A great send off. It wouldn't be sad, it'd be badass, and a fitting send off for her. I would love to have seen that, but the only problem with that, I say it, but then I don't get the scene with Luke and Leia at the end, which is really good. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but whatever. You have to make adjustments. They could adjust it, killed her off there, leave Luke alive, knowing that Leia's not going to be there, to keep that, you know, the familiarity with Luke and with the, you know, Skywalkers and the saga we know, keep Luke alive, because Leia's not going to be around. They made no adjustments. They're like, you know what, this is the way it is. And I'm thinking, okay, so now what's going to happen? We're going to get the opening crawl. It's going to be 10 years from now. First thing it's going to say, after the death of Princess Leia, yada, 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 politics. Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. We're not going to get any Leia. It's just going to be just, you know, she passed and however, whatever. Don't make a quick mention of it. And that's it. Which kind of
sucks. We're getting next is Poe Dameron and 3 hours of sit-down comedy.
Maybe him and Hux are going on to do a little stand-up.
By the way, the guy that plays General Hux, I like him. I think he's all right. I just felt like he was punked out way too early.
He was. I mean, listen, that for example, we'll give a good example of what – you're right. Some of the writing is off, and this is a great example of where I like Poe's initial joke. He did it in the first movie. He did it here. It makes perfect sense. That's who he is, right? But the thing is, Hux, why is Hux playing along? He would have been like, what? And he should have known instantly, like his second in command said, hey, he's punking you. Hello. He's stalling. He should have – he could have told the joke and said, all right, firing this guy right away. But instead, he plays the joke, and it makes him seem stupid. He's supposed to be the main guy, aside from Kylo, and he's a moron. He undermined him completely. You can't take him seriously now. You can't. Besides the fact he was thrown like a ragdoll around by Snoke early on. So it just didn't make any sense to me. That's not good writing. It's not. Thing with Finn, poor writing. And again,
that speaks to Snoke's power, right? Because Snoke was pulling him around, throwing him around like a rag doll over the radio.
Oh no, he's a badass. But I mean, at first I hate it. Now I don't hate it, but I don't love it. But I'm fine with it. I get why they did it, and I'm fine with that he's not going to be around, because you're right. I don't want to see a Jedi. I don't want to see a part three being the same thing we saw with Return of Jedi. I don't want to see that, and this completely eliminates that. What I like J.J. Abrams to do is obviously pick up the pieces, but bring back the Knights of Ren like he had hinted about. In the first one, mm-hmm. it was talked about. It was showing that vision that Rey had. I would love to see him bring back the Knights of Ren, who are obviously some Jedi that he took away from the temple that Luke alluded to. I think that'll be great because we need more than just Kylo here. It just can be Kylo and Rey. It's boring. It can't be like this. Got to be something else there because Hux is no good, and we have Poe. What he's just flying around shooting a spaceship. Big
deal. By the way, dude, Snoke's personal bodyguards fought like badasses.
They're awesome. I loved it. And I would love
to see more about them.
That's what I'm hoping. They bring back the Knights of Ren. That's his protectors now. He brings them up. I'm hoping that J.J. Abrams started that. I hope he brings that back, because I think that will really elevate the material and give us something more than just Kylo versus Rey, which we know we're going to get in the movie, obviously. And Kylo has to die. If he turns, I will. Then I'll be sitting on Mike's side. I'll be like, this shit sucks. If he turns at the end, I don't want to see that. He's evil. There's no coming back. He's dead. And I hope J.J. Abrams doesn't drop the ball there. But again, like I said, overall, is it perfect? No. Do I have issues with it? Big time, which is why I can't put it beyond fourth or fifth best in all of them. I still think it's a little better than Force Awakens. I give me a little bit more. Force Awakens was good. It was safe. I enjoyed it a lot. Mm-hmm. This one at least tried to do different things, and I can appreciate that.
There wasn't a new story to Force Awakens. That's my biggest beef with it. I liked the movie, but I just didn't think there was anything new in it.
No, it wasn't. It was fine. It was good. It gave us a good mix of the old and new. We talked about it, and I have no problems with Force Awakens. I enjoyed it, and after seeing it again, I like it more and more. But again, it just, it missed that little something that this movie had. This movie's not perfect, but this movie had a little bit more nuance and more differences that we haven't seen in any other Star Wars movie before, which is why I liked some of the stuff that we saw. I hope JJ clean this up. I guess again, Disney has no plan at all, and I don't know what the hell they're gonna think about here, what they're gonna do. They got 2 years, and I'm sure with the speculation, the theory starting popping up in about 6 months. Which is the other thing. I think I don't know why people get upset. It's like they wanted Snoke to be Mace Windu. They wanted the Palpatine lineage to go through Rey or Ben Kenobi and all that. And again, it's fun to theorize. We all do it. It's just fun to do. But if it doesn't come to fruition, I'm not going to cry about it.
Give me a sec. I want to say this. First of all, Kylo's going to lie to Rey. So we don't really know her lineage, and it really doesn't matter right now. I think the next story can be, if they want to really develop a great story, Rey decides that Darth Emo is full of shit and starts looking for her parents.
It's possible, and that they could go in that direction, and it would make sense, because can you really trust Kylo? I don't know, maybe. Or he may just leave it the same. I mean, they got a lot of interesting decisions to do. And this is funny, because I heard this where, I think a week after the movie came out, JJ pitched the story to the higher ups at Disney, which goes back to the fact that these guys have no plan. Because why is he pitching a story? Shouldn't the story already have been developed? You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't make any sense. So it's like, it just flying by the seat of the pants. And people talk about Cassie and Kenny, how great she is. I think the movies are succeeding despite her interference. despite her lack of vision. Rogue One was a mess, ended up being good. Han Solo ended up being a mess. Let's see how that is. Those issues with Force Awakens, a lot of behind the scenes with Abrams and her not seeing eye to eye, and that turned out okay. I mean, I think she's getting lucky here because there is no plan. They're just putting movies out and to see what happens. And it's Star Wars. They're going to make $1 billion. That's what Star Wars does.
She's throwing the sabacc dice.
She is. She's throwing it out and hoping that somebody waves their hand and then magic turns. That's what's going on here. And it's concerning down the road because she's giving us too much familiar shit. I don't want to. Actually, Han Solo, I'm so unexcited about it. I really am. And I hope it's good. Don't get me wrong.
We're going to watch it. We'll be in the theater.
Of course, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to be kind of excited. Whatever. And maybe, and at the end of the day, maybe it's the best thing I've ever seen. Fine. Whatever. But all signs point otherwise.
In all fairness, the one thing I am excited about is that Rian Johnson is taking his own trilogy, wherever it's taking it, and so there's going to be a plan from A to B to C.
Exactly. And he can do whatever he wants without offending any other Star Wars fan because he's doing his own thing.
Or any other director or anyone else.
Exactly. And I think that's good. And you're right about that. His writing needs to be improved. I think the writing is the weakest part of the movie, despite everything else, pretty good. I'll admit to that, no problem. Yeah, but he's great visuals, he's got good performances, great. But the writing, he needs some help with that. He can come up with the story, but physical writing itself needs some help, and that's fine. But you're right, I think that, because if you want to do your own thing, do your own thing. I'm all for it. I don't know if doing your own thing in a trilogy, which you hadn't started or going to finish, is the best way to go. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm making my own thing. I don't care how it started, and I don't care how it ends. This is my movie. And I think that's what the mistake is. I think most of the fans, and I get that gripe about it. I just like the movie, so I'm fine with it. But as a trilogy, when I'm watching all three, let's see how the third ends up. The third may fix up, mop up all the mess, or it could get really bad. But if they were to salvage it, then I'm fine with it. If it ends up being bad, this trilogy is going to be kind of a mess from a thematic standpoint. It's not going to flow well at all. It's going to be like three different kinds of movies, which is why I think bringing Abrams back makes sense, more sense now, because he can kind of make it more of what we saw in Force Awakens and kind of get that little more aligned trilogy as opposed to having a different third director in there just doing his own thing and we're getting three completely different movies with things not making sense and characters popping in and out at their whim. So let's see where it goes. But overall, again, you know, I know Mike, hopefully, you know, we're having a different discussion episode 9. We need to. This needs to end well. God damn it. But like I said, at the end of the day, I still, it was one of my favorite movies of this year. I still like Layla. I know Chewie, you're on board with it. Mm-hmm. You know, Mike, you know, hey, it's good that I'm glad, like I said, what Mike's saying makes sense. What I hear a lot of people, just doesn't make sense with Luke and all this other crap.
Right, I'm all about logic, dude, and I just felt like a lot of the storyline didn't pass a stink test with me. That's all.
No, and that's fine. And that's a fair gripe. It's a totally fair gripe. Like, I people tell me that. Okay, no problem with that. But when they tell me the whole Luke crab,
that's just crybaby crap, dude.
Exactly. And that's what I don't understand. These fans need to get a grip. If you think it's too long, fine, no problem. Yeah, too long. The writing sucks, whatever, fine. But don't give me this Luke crap. Don't give me this Snoke crap. And I want to. They're mad because their theories don't come to fruition. And it's like, dude, it's just theories, man. You know what I'm saying? It's part of the fun. And that's because what you want, it doesn't happen, doesn't make it not good. You know,
not everybody can be like Chewie, dude.
Exactly. They all can't predict Luke dying.
But I do want to say one thing.
Yeah, of course.
And I know you talked about the casino world for a minute, but that entire scene, they could have thrown that shit away.
I agree.
100%. Including 100%. Benny Del Toro.
I totally agree. He was a wasted character. He was a waste. Anything with Finn was a total waste of time. I'm on board with that. I have no problem admitting that. It was poorly written, made no sense. It was unnecessary. In a 2.5-hour movie, it could have been 205, 210, streamlined. Let's get this done. It would have served the movie a lot well otherwise. So, but whatever. It's in there. You could always press the skip button, which I'll be doing when that scene comes up.
Next chapter.
The beauty of that. But yeah, so you know, that's our thoughts, obviously. The movie's still making money, kind of a fist, of course, because it's Star Wars. You know, it was funny because we talk about Justice League, and I remember everyone kept saying that in this first weekend that as much as what Justice League did in 4 weeks. This is Star Wars. Star Wars is gonna do more than most any movie out there, you know, the exception of maybe the Avengers. But yeah, so either, let's move on from that. Let's go on to our recap of the year that was. you know, we'll get to some specifics and all that. But again, overall thoughts, starting with Chewie and Mike, both jump in. Like, what did you feel overall about this year and what we saw in cinema and all that? Mike,
I thought this was kind of an underwhelming year, honestly. There were some good movies. I love Justice League. I thought that. Did you ever get to see Blade Runner 2049?
I didn't get to see it, and which I wish I did. I'm gonna watch it when.
It's an excellent movie, dude. You're gonna love it.
No, I hear it's really good. But I'm definitely that's on the radar as soon as it comes out. I don't think it's even out yet. Maybe I don't think I've seen it.
Wonder Woman, of course.
I'm sorry. Oh yeah, Wonder Woman, of course. I mean, as far as like, I'm gonna break this down. As far as the superhero genre, which is you know big stuff nowadays, I thought this was one of the better years. I think every movie hit to some degree. Whether it be Logan, Wonder Woman, Guardians 2,
yes.
Spider-Man, Thor, and Justice League. And obviously Justice League then grew out of the park. But for the most part, they all hit. And we already see a movie where we get 6 to 7 comic movies all hit to some varying degree. Like there wasn't a bad, for me, I didn't get a bad superhero movie. You know, I mean,
yeah, there was a couple Spider-Man that wasn't great. Terrible.
I like Spider-Man. I like Guardians. Mm-hmm. Guardians wasn't.
It was okay. It was better than Guardians, not much.
Yeah. But they were good, and you got a couple of great ones, and Wonder Woman and Thor. I thought they always worked really well. So from that standpoint, and Logan, of course, obviously, great. We'll talk about Logan in a minute.
Actually, Logan was better than all the others.
Oh no! Yeah, easily. That's not even. That's to me. That's not even that.
Logan's way better than Star Wars, honestly.
Oh no! Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. You're not getting arguing for me. But yeah, as far as overall, like I said, it was good. It was a good summer. Chewie, what your overall thoughts? I know you don't see as much as we do, but what do you think?
No, there's obviously a lot of movies that are still on my queue to watch and haven't caught around. But the movies that I have spent my hard-earned money on, I've enjoyed. I don't think I've gone to see any bad movies. I've been very selective, so kind of have to make sure I pick winners, not losers.
Well, let's talk about let's do like what's. Give me top three. Don't give me top five, unless you have five. But give me at least top three.
I'll give it top. I mean, Logan definitely is up there. Spider-Man. I mean, I've enjoyed. I've watched it 2 or 3 times since that came on a video. And for me, if I can rewatch a movie again and again, you know, I love it. I'm a little unsure if Wonder Woman is in my top three or not because I've seen it obviously once and I haven't want to go back and watch it again for whatever reason. I don't know, man.
Okay, no, it's fair.
And see what was another good one that was. Well, let me get off the superhero genre.
Of course.
A couple movies. One was I think Wind River. I think with Jeremy Renner.
That was one of my honorable mentions of the year. Yes.
Yeah. A highly underrated movie. Very good, obviously.
Yeah.
Way off the beaten path.
Yeah. It was the same guy who wrote Hell and High Water and Sicario.
That's why it was so good. Yeah. That was
really good. It almost cracked my top 10. I left it out. Just wasn't as really watchable as Sicario or Hell and High Water. But it's a really good movie. It's really good.
No. It was.
Yeah.
And then another good one. Obviously, I mean, I think if I were to watch Dunkirk, I'm sure that would be my top three. And actually, I'm going to watch that tonight after we're done. So,
nice.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? Any other ones that stood out to you?
Me. I mean, John Wick too was good. Thor Ragnarok, I liked a lot, Present Company excluded, Guardians and all those movies. One on Netflix that I saw was Mudbound.
I heard it's really good. I'm going to make it a point to see that.
Yeah. And obviously, I guess I put Netflix movies in a different category because you're not paying for that.
You're going to see that before you see Bright.
We'll talk about Bright a little bit later. So just hold that.
I'll save the Bright talk. Mudbound was a very good movie on Netflix that I saw. So those are the ones that stood out for the most part for this year.
And Mike, what about give me like five or three movies, whatever.
Like your top. Well, Logan has to be there, right?
Of course.
Can't really liked that. Baby Driver.
Yes. Thank you.
Lost City of Z.
Good movie. I end up seeing them.
Justice League. I really like Justice League.
Fair.
Thor Ragnarok, excellent too. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, for me, obviously, I'll give five. Like for me, it at five was I loved it. as one of the best horror movie of the year by leaps and bounds, and it was a really good movie besides just being a horror movie. Get Out. I love Get Out.
That's Get Out.
A couple of times now. It's so good. It was really good. Dunkirk, of course, one of our favorites. Logan was my favorite movie of the year. But, you know, just, it was close, but easily one of the best movies of the year. And The Big Sick was the other one, which I really enjoyed.
I watched it. I have to disagree.
Really?
I didn't think it was. I kept hearing, oh, it's so fun. It's so this. And you got, I heard you mention and talk about it in your reviews. I saw it, and I was like, I was very, very disappointed. It was funny. Wow. It was cute. It was warm, but it just didn't. It didn't strike me as this great, you know, movie of the year. I just didn't do it. Sorry.
That's very. When I say movie of the year, let's calm down. I never said that.
Well, okay. But for how it's hyped as being this indie flick, and it was so good. You know, there was a lot better movie. Like, Wind River, I thought was a much better movie than The Big Stick. But
I like Wind River. I think Big Stick for me, and this is again more subjective. Obviously, Big Stick for me has more better rewatchability for me. And I like Wind River. Wind River is a really good movie. Mike, if you haven't seen it, and Chewie, if you haven't seen Baby Driver, Mike, you
no, I saw Baby Driver. I was entertaining, but I didn't think it was all that bag of chips.
Oh, okay.
Let me just say something. Kevin
I was
Spacey
really excited
thing.
About seeing Atomic Blonde, and I felt Baby Driver blew that one away.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah. Maybe I was a little biased because the whole Kevin Spacey scandal, and obviously I watched it on video. I didn't watch it in the theaters.
Okay. That's
so
fine.
So that might have had an impact because obviously he had a big part in.
No,
in
I get it. And that's fair. I mean, I saw obviously in the theaters before it came out, so I get it. That was before all the. You know, the allegations, whatever allegations.
Yeah.
It's called the truth came out. So yeah. I saw it in a different light. So that I can understand. I totally get that. What were this? Actually, you know, speaking of Atomic Blonde, best scene this year. What was the best scene anyway? You saw a particular scene. Is a couple for me that stand out right away. But and I can go first if you guys want. But
go ahead because you might say what I'm going
to
say.
I'm trying to think.
Well, for me, there's three. The Star Wars, the fighting, that was a great scene. It's one of the best, not the best scene, but it was one that stood out. With the Red Guard. Atomic Blonde, the one fight scene was phenomenal. With the single take 5-minute scene was just ridiculous. It was so good. The choreography, I mean, you feel those punches, man. And it's like 5 or 6 minutes. It's a long scene. And to be one single shot is amazing. Just amazing.
It had they had to be absolutely exhausted after
Oh, my God. And you can tell. You can just tell they're breathing heavy. And that's all it is. I mean, it's so – I mean, wow, it's crazy. I've seen some of the behind the scenes and the training for it. It's ridiculous. It's so well done. Whether you like the movie or not, that's fine. But that scene is phenomenal.
I didn't say I didn't like the movie. I just said I didn't
like Baby Driver. No, I don't think Tommy Blonde. Baby Driver is a much better movie, and so is John Wick, for that matter. But neither one had as good a scene as that. But I think the best scene for me was No Man's Land, Wonder Woman. You know, her popping out for the first time, for the most part, you know, going across, the trenches and whatever. That whole scene was fantastic. I think it just elevated her as a character, and we got to see who is Wonder Woman that typified that perfectly.
And really, awesome. This year, Gal Gadot is probably the biggest star in the world. I mean... Close
On the female side, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, she popped up, and that movie was huge, and everybody loved it, of course. And there's no doubt. You know, she was everywhere, right? I mean, she's probably the up and coming star this year, obviously. And I think we had talked about that at the beginning of the year, saying this movie is going to make a breaker before Wonder Woman came out, and it made her because she was good. Am I wrong here? Any other scenes I can guess? I mean, you guys agree? I know you got Chewie. I don't think you've seen Atomic Blonde, and you've seen Wonder Woman.
Wild Planet. The Last Planet of the Apes. Caesar dying.
That was really good. Yeah.
Sorry.
Was good
well,
oh yeah.
I finally saw that. Yeah. Sorry. It's the end of the year, man. I haven't seen it. Forget you.
Really good movie. I had a hard time keeping out of the top.
I was when he said that. I was like, is that movie this year?
It was this year. You're right. That was a cool scene.
And I haven't seen Blade Runner 2049 yet. I'm dying to see it. I'm sure there's some good stuff in there.
It's a great movie. You gotta see it.
I'm watching as soon as it comes out. The end of Coco, I thought was great too.
You guys, when who?
The end of the last 10 minutes of Coco. There's no dry eyes in the house. Like that kind of scene. It was great. which is to me the best. That was my top 10 as well. That's the best animated movie by far this year.
Oh, that one. No, yeah, we never got around to it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, like I said, this wasn't a great year for animation. Like last year was great. This year, it was Coco, and you got Lego Batman, which I liked, but it wasn't great. It was enjoyable. I liked it a lot. That's really, yeah, as far as animation is concerned, it was kind of weak this year, as was the horror, except with the exception of it for the most part, for me anyway. And even the Oscar movies, none of them really hit home for me. Shape of Water was the closest one. The good movies, Three Billboards is really good. Darkest
Hour. I haven't seen Shape of Water. I'm dying to see also.
It's really good. I didn't love it. Just me, I think other people will. But it was really so well made. It's the Tom Ward's best movie since Pan's Labyrinth. That's not even a debate.
That's Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Three Billboards was good. Lady Bird was good. They were just good. The good movies. Watch if you get a chance. Watch.
This is absolutely not going to go down as a great year for Oscar type movies.
As Oscar type movies, no. I mean, Darkest Hour is really good. Gary Oldman is ridiculous. He's going to win the Oscars. That's not even a question. But the movies.
You don't
good.
Think that they're going to give it to what's his face for Phantom Thread?
I haven't seen Phantom Thread, so I can't. I don't know. But
Daniel Day Lewis. Sorry about what's his face. Sorry.
Of course. Yeah, he will get nominated because that's Daniel Day Lewis.
He's going to win the Oscar. They're already friggin'.
I gotta say, but Gary Oldman is phenomenal. Dude. I mean, we'll see. But he's my lead just because that's the one I've seen. And I haven't seen The Post. That was the only one I haven't seen yet.
Yeah, I need to see that too.
Yeah, so I don't know. But again, overall, was kind of
okay. Yeah.
For the as far as overall year wasn't some of the best things that we've seen. Whatever. It wasn't as good as last year. I think the superhero movies were the best ones of the crop as a collective, as a whole, and all that. And moving on from that.
Hey, you forgot about my scene, dude.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Mike.
The casino scene where Xavier has a freak out in Logan.
For a second, I thought even the casino scene
started. Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay, dude. I was about to egg bar you for a second.
No, dude.
Yeah, no. It's a trap.
It's a trap. That was good. That really was actually. You're right. That was, and even the ending of that one too, for that matter. With the cross when they went to the X, whatever. At the end, that was really cool. It was a short scene, but it stood out. Ultimately, what about biggest surprise? What was the one that really just like, oh, I didn't expect it, and bam.
Here's my biggest surprise. I didn't realize they were going to incorporate the OJ chase into the Star Wars movie.
And the hate is raining down.
Another stupid man. Thing. Jesus. Come on, you got to agree with that.
No, I don't agree with that.
They weren't making the Kessel Run in 10 parsecs.
Well, they don't have the Falcon.
Exactly.
Ran out of fuel.
that changes everything. So, Chewy, what was your biggest surprise?
This was not anything that really stood out to me as a surprise, bad or good. I mean, everything that I saw that I wanted to see, I expect to be good, was, and but there wasn't really much that I can think of right now that was like, no, it's just terrible. And obviously, I didn't see it to begin with.
That's fair. I mean, nothing I can think of. I mean, it's like Get Out was a surprise. I didn't think it was going to be as good as it was. Even Logan, it wasn't going to be as good as it was. It was end up being. For me, I think it was Split. For me, a bigger surprise. Nobody expected anything for Shyamalan, right? Let's be realistic about it.
And yeah, after so many bad movies.
Exactly. He was. I mean, the basic came out before, which is okay, but nobody expected him to do well, and it was a really huge, good movie. That's what I'm saying. And not only was it a surprise, just the movie being good.
And with the surprise twist that it's a continuation of Unbreakable, whatever.
Of Unbreakable, a spoiler. Yeah. Which I thought was a surprise within a surprise. So that really worked.
And that was a good surprise.
Man, that was awesome. Like, to me, I was like, yes, I didn't expect that. I don't think anybody expected that. Mm-hmm. So that was, for me, the biggest thing that popped out. Not to say it's the best movie, but it's definitely the biggest surprise.
No,
I want to thank you, Jose, by the way, for not spoiling that for me. When I saw that, I got a huge pop. I was very happy.
Of course. I mean, yeah, that you can't spoil because it just ruins, the
experience. No, it ruins it.
I mean, because it was a good movie. Before that, it just got elevated to something more when that scene came. I was like, oh my God, I can't wait. And, you know, I think next year is the sequel, I think. Am I wrong with that? Or 2 years? I don't remember now.
I think it's 2019.
It could be 2019, but I'm hoping he continues that streak because I've been dying for an Unbreakable sequel for a long, longest time, so I go finally going to get it. What's our biggest disappointment? What was the one thing when we saw? I was like, well, I know Mike. It's going to be tough.
Force Awakens. Last Jedi.
Honestly, it's not going to be. It's a disappointment, but it wasn't horrible. I mean.
Okay.
I will tell you this. I felt like The Kingsman 2 was kind of disappointing.
I thought it was okay. I wasn't disappointed by it. I wasn't blown away. But
the
first one
was so good. It's just so hard for them to match that. I think that's what it was.
You're right about that. First one is fantastic. And it's hard to do. You can't cast lightning in the bottle. It's hard to do it twice.
John Wick 2 was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't. I wasn't like, it's not as good as the first one. But.
Oh, I liked it a lot.
It wasn't like I don't know. Like I had a feeling in Kingsman 2, I was like, gosh, I don't like this at all.
No, I think because Kingsman, you know, falls into the typical sequel, bigger, better, more, but it's the same thing. And where John Wick is it's more you gain a continuation of his story of who this character is.
I just really dig
about.
That universe. I really do.
Yeah, yeah. But it's not a rehash. Oh, it's more the same. It's more. It's basically a repeat of two, a one, whatever. You know,
which is what ends up happening most of the times.
Yeah, with most sequels. Oh, okay. It's a much grab.
No. You're right. But I don't want as far as say it was bad. Like it's not a bad thing. It was fine.
It was disappointing
for me. For me, disappointing. But disappointing doesn't mean it's not good. Because what was yours? I'm sorry. I don't know if because Kingsman was Mike's.
No, because I didn't see that many movies, so actually I didn't have that many. I still haven't seen Kingsman 2, so a lot of these movies I can't even say, you know, have an opinion on it yet.
So you liked everything you saw? Everything you saw you liked?
I didn't see that many movies, to be honest with you.
He just went to Jumanji.
Jumanji. Yeah,
I was honestly surprised that it wasn't bad.
I heard it's not. I didn't get a chance.
It's funny, man. I mean, obviously it takes off from the first one a little bit, but it's not. It's not like, you know, it's nothing like the first movie. And the first one was a train wreck to begin with, even with Robin Williams.
Yeah, I think it's overrated. I'm
overrated.
It's fine. I enjoyed
it. Terrible.
Yeah, I think it's rated.
People like it a lot, though. They think fondly of it, not me.
Yeah. Now, my son was the one who pushed me to go see it. And he saw the trailer and he laughed a lot. I was like, okay, I'll go with you. I took my daughter. And we sat through it, and I was like, "Oh, this is pretty funny, man." You know, I was, you know, wasn't money wasted. So there's my surprise.
Oh my god!
By the way, Jose,
did you see that really awful Rampage movie?
That was so bad. 2018 looks like a winner.
I don't know, that vein. You know, I posted on the website, on our Facebook page, the trailer for the Nicolas Cage mom and dad trailer. Did you guys see that?
Oh, God. Terrible.
The audacity of Nicolas Cage reaching new lows.
Is there no amount of money that he won't take?
Oh, man. There's not a job in the world. This is not bad enough for him, dude. It's like, you know, Nicolas Cage goes into the Hollywood soup kitchen, and he just takes whatever is being poured in his bowl. You want this? Yes.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
Throw in some onions. Throw in some paprika.
Potatoes? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Throw in some jalapenos. Where's
the soup Nazi? Stop in this madness. Damn it.
No soup for you.
That's exactly what he needs to hear. He needs him to be his manager, because he just takes whatever. He just, hey, pass the check, dude. I get, hey, we all gotta eat. Everyone's gotta eat. I understand that. I'm not gonna hate him for it.
He hasn't been picky about his movies for years, though.
He's obviously
apparently not.
Whatever. It's all good. But let's move on. As far as, and we're on TV because we don't have a whole lot of time here. Best show of the year.
Oh, down to one show? Gee, man.
Just your top,
no, top five?
Just, we can top it. Just name one. Just like, what's the one I said above all else?
Ah, there isn't just one for me. I'm sorry. There's just too much. There's just too much good TV.
Okay. Give me three or five.
I mean, without a doubt. I mean, in spite of all the flaws and issues we had with this season, Game of Thrones is definitely on any top five list, no matter who you talk to.
That's like the movie version of The Post. You know, it's when they get nominated. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Okay.
Again.
I mean, also on there, I mean, we can't harp this enough. We finally jumped on the bandwagon. Rick and Morty. If you're not watching, you're not getting it, dude. Yeah, Get on the show.
That's probably one or two of my list, to be honest with you, as far as just this season.
Yeah, I mean, right there. Another one that's definitely on my list is Mr. Robot. This year came back strong, came back hard. I hope you finally watched it. Please say yes.
And we'll discuss that in the next show. I'm in the process of, man. Let me finish the meal, dude. What do you want?
Dude, we've gone to the buffet line three times. You still haven't got the
appetizer. It's on the grill. I'm flipping it over. Relax. I like a little bit.
Chewy, this guy loses money at Golden Corral.
Golden Corral.
Just relax, dude.
All right. Anyway, it's on my buffet. Eventually, it should be on yours, but whatever.
It currently is. But continue.
Okay. A couple of shows. Dark. I mean, I love that show, man.
That was probably the biggest. If it was a surprise, that would be it.
I mean, it came out of nowhere, left field. It ain't Stranger Things. It's so different. I love time travel shows, sci-fi, whatever.
And it's done right.
It was done right, and I don't care that's German. Production value's there. I didn't mind the dubbing in English. I mean, didn't detract from this because the most important thing here is...
I was looking for a track in German.
The important thing I think you mentioned is the series is the story and how intertwined. Yes. And everything's, I mean, and it's smart, but it doesn't dumb it down for lay individuals to watch it.
It's not a character based.
No, it may be a hard watch because there's so many. So you're dealing with different time, you know, eras and different characters, but through the, you know, young, old, middle age, whatever, and so you know, kind of piece it together. But the show does enough to show you who's who and what's what, and so you can follow along without much issue. Definitely another one that stuck out, Mindhunter. Man, another Netflix show that was just outstanding. Another one that came out of nowhere. I was like, oh, let me watch this. Excellent. Bam. Had me from the very beginning. A couple of honorable mentions.
David Fincher produced and directed.
Yes, he did. That's right.
Which you can tell he's got his hand in it, yeah.
I can't believe I left this off. Better Call Saul, man. That's so underrated, man. Yes. That is so. Yes. You kind of forget about it because it comes around
like in March,
and it's so good. Yeah, and it's like and it disappeared and kind of off your radar. But I mean, the acting, the writing, the storytelling, Vince Gilligan, man, it was just such a good series, man. It deserves some recognition.
The standout on that show, Michael McKean.
Lenny from Lenny and Squiggy.
Oh, okay.
I agree. No, he's awesome. He's fantastic.
All the characters. Bob Odenkirk, man. He's
fantastic. Absolutely. That one, you're right. You're right. It's easy to forget about it because it is so early in the year. And I'm like,
you kind of forget about it.
Actually, like, I'm a Bob Odenkirk fan from way back because
he's been around for us.
I love that Mr. Show.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, he's been around for a long time. He's finally getting his due, obviously. Springboarding off Breaking Bad, and now he's got his own show, and he's taking the ball and hitting, you know, and run with it. So good for him.
But there's just so much good TV. I mean, great TV. Not just good TV, great TV. It's hard to pick your best 10 when there's so many great shows on, man.
Yep.
It's been a really good year for that.
Fargo is excellent again. I mean, 12 Monkeys, that's an excellent show, man. So many of the shows, you know, from HBO. American Gods became on my top 10 list, and that's another great show that I love, man.
And that's a good one. I wouldn't put it on top 10, but it's definitely it's worthy of mentioning.
Honorable mention. It's there. It's in the realm.
Oh, let's not forget Fuller House. I'm just kidding.
Alrighty then.
George isn't on the show anymore, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Nicolas Cage.
There's no once upon a time discussions here.
Mike, what about you? Any other ones different that he hasn't mentioned yet?
Actually, I think Chewie hit the mark with everything. Punisher, I want to mention.
Thank you.
Jesus,
thank you.
I forgot about Punisher. Look at that.
That may be my top two or three. You know, I can swing it on. But yeah, I love how that came out.
Hey, I did want to recommend to you guys Das Boot, which is another German show, which is amazing.
Is it dubbed or is it?
It's dubbed.
Okay.
It's not dubbed. Sorry, I apologize. Subtitled.
Subtitled, yeah, which I prefer, to be honest with you, if I'm watching like a foreign show. But yeah, like I said, it was a lot of good stuff, man. A lot of good stuff there. There's no question. Next year looks big again. We're not going to get Game of Thrones, obviously. but we got Westworld.
No, they got Westworld back, finally.
Yeah, we got the Netflix, the slew of Marvel is going to make its turn again. So we got, obviously, what I call Saw in a couple of months.
Oh, there's a new show coming out on Stars with comes out in January, I think it was J.K. Simmons. Or what's the guy's name?
Oh, yeah, J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's another Netflix, Altered Carbon with Joel Kinnaman coming out on Netflix, I think in March. Looks really, really good.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't heard of that.
How about that show Happy on Sci-Fi?
I started watching it. It is very good, man.
Really? Okay.
It is very, very good. Yes, it is. It's
really interesting.
Off the beaten path. It's different. Yeah. It's graphic.
Well, that's good though. I like that. You know, different. I mean, we got some good variety with that show. You know, and the style that it presents. Yeah. So I'm totally fine with that. I'll probably try to jump on that. It's just so much. It's hard, and I get it. But lastly, I do want to touch on one thing because there's one thing we want to talk about that I wanted to talk about because obviously, yes, Bright.
Lo and behold, the most
highly anticipated Bright. Mike, you didn't see it, right?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, you saw it. Oh, okay.
Yep.
Chewy. Mike, I know what Chewy's thoughts on it. Mike, I'm kind of curious before I chime in here with Bright thoughts.
Actually, I'm shocked because it wasn't horrible.
Thank you. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, it wasn't. The critics, it is getting slammed.
And I'm like, it wasn't horrible.
No, it wasn't horrible. It was middle of the road, movie.
I expected hard garbage. I mean, I said it last time. I said this is going to be a disaster. And yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, you're right. It's not like.
Actually, I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't mind seeing that as a series. I think that would have made it a lot more interesting to me.
I think there was a lot left unexplored.
The biggest problem the movie had was some of the writing was a little bit light in terms of giving us the world that they built up, which is a great concept. The concept is fantastic. And it shouldn't work, but it did.
Mm-hmm.
But it just didn't go deep into it enough. And you're right, in a series, they would have dove right in there, and I think it would have been so much more interesting. The surrounding, what's going on, some of the backstory. This thing's been on for 2,000 years. It's been part of the world. It's like it's routine, like anything else. Mm-hmm. It's like different races there, whatever. And they just didn't go deep into it enough to really give it that extra oomph that it needed.
Well, give it its proper due.
Exactly. They kind of skinned all that things, and I get it. It's 2 hours or whatever it is. But the production was fine. It was good.
I think it would have been a better 13-episode miniseries.
At least 10 episodes, I would have agreed. There's going to be, a sequel, which I would looking forward to seeing. There's enough good in here to say, you know what, let's hope someone else takes the reins from David Ayer and, you know, gives it the justice that I think this needs.
Because
there was something there that was really good. It had so much potential. And it's getting slammed. Like, I don't get that.
Yeah.
Am I wrong here?
No, you're not, man. I don't get it.
I mean,
I don't get it.
It's like, okay, really.
Dude, nobody does it. Nobody hates Will Smith more than I do. And I wanted to hate this movie, but I didn't hate it.
Well, I wanted to slam. I was ready to make fun of it. Let's do this.
I know you guys making fun of me because I want to see it. I'm like, hey, I'm looking forward to it.
I didn't say I didn't want to see it. I just said
No. I didn't say no. But you were definitely riding me hard as like that I wanted to see it. When I even mentioned it, you were like ready to chastise me. It's like, what are you thinking?
Because I said I was going to watch it for the wrong reasons, but I even wanted to watch it. it was middle of the road for free on Netflix. Absolutely. Put it on. It didn't cost you nothing. You know, it's like watching a mediocre movie, which I wouldn't recommend in theaters, but recommend watching at home. That's exactly what this is. This was in a theater. The first thing I say is like, watch it at home. Don't bother. And it's exactly what
it was more than I thought it was.
Yeah, exactly. Asked some really good stuff. Asked some really shitty things about it. Just don't make no mistake. But for the most part, I thought it worked enough to where, okay, I want to see more. Right? And I think that's the goal here. Well, potentially, because they'd already greenlit the next one, which I think I'm fine with.
I'll buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, or whatever Netflix is charging, $10.
$10.99.
But either way, we're in the day. Obviously, this, you know, we're gonna take a little break. You know, New Year's is coming up. I wish everybody a very happy New Year's out there, yep. Prosperity, blah blah blah. Hope another great movie, like, you know, a better movie we got this year. All this year wasn't all that bad. But we'll probably take 2 weeks off. I'm not gonna be here. I'm on vacation next week. We'll come back and we'll start off. And as we look forward to 2018, we'll do the annual. Yes. Looking ahead, what to look out for, to be excited about, what to avoid, and what's one of the big movies that we're highly anticipating. And there's a bunch this year. That trend is continuing. I think there's like 7 superhero movies coming out, which is the big thing, which is a lot. So any parting thoughts, Mike? We'll start with you before you sign off here.
Well, Girls Life had a huge year this year. Worked my butt off. For the last month straight, I didn't have a day off, honestly. And that's why this show hadn't come out up until this point.
You still have time to see Bright.
I'm very thankful to my wife and my family for putting up with my BS this time of year. And, it's great.
Well, you don't thank us? We put up your BS.
I know, dude.
Both of you can go to the Dickens. but honestly, I'm very, very happy, very thankful for what a great Christmas we had this year. So.
Good to hear, man. That's always good. Like I said, we wish no one ill will, particularly ourselves and all that. Chewy,
what was that? Party.
Sorry, just cleaning up here.
Chewy fell down.
Yeah, man. Happy New Year to all our listeners. Thanks to you guys. Obviously, it's been a great time so far. Shout out always to my wife and kids for letting me do this, take the time away from them to participate in these shenanigans. And looking forward to some more great TV in 2018 and beyond.
Absolutely. And I hope that's exactly what we get. Everybody, again, have a safe New Year's. Enjoy it. Party up. Uber it. Don't be stupid. You know, I always like to say that because I work in the insurance industry and I see it all the damn time. People just, hey, it's job security. I guess I'm fine with that. But ultimately, be safe out there, everybody. You got a good year movies coming out, good year TV coming out. Let's all be around to enjoy. We'll talk about it soon in 2 weeks. We'll be back in 2 weeks. We'll get into what's coming out. Very excited. And again, thank you for our listeners out there. We'll see you guys next year.
Peace. Peace.